Blog Talk Radio.
Be the glory for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. We would like to take this great opportunity to welcome you to the Word of Faith, Praise, and Worship Center. We are broadcasting from the auditorium of Word of Faith. We would like to invite you to invite your friends, call them, let them know that the Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center is now on the air, that they have the opportunity to hear God's Word. I am Dr. Mary Sue McCoy. I am the pastor and founder of Word of Faith. And yes, we are so thankful to God for all that He has done and all that He is doing in our lives. We thank God for the people of God, the people that God created in His own likeness and image. We thank God for the people that God has caused light to be illuminated through them, those that are saved. I thank God for all of the people of God, no matter what state, no matter what city that you reside in, whether you are on the East Coast, West Coast, we give God praise and glory for you on today. So it's time for us to give you nourishment, to give you the word of the Lord, not Dr. Mary Smith McCoy word, but the word that comes from the Lord. And we have to remember that what we preach and what we teach, it has to be the unadulterated, uncompromised word of God that is able to save us, deliver us, to wash us, to make us whole. So this morning, we will be coming from Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. The 7th chapter of Jeremiah. We will begin reading at that 7th, at the first verse. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Our Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. And God, we lift your name up high. And God, we give you all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the honor for all that you have done and all, God, that you're about to do in this place and around the world. I ask thee, Father, to teach us thy way, oh God, that you alone, God, will be exalted. And God, that you alone will be praised. And God, those that are listening through airways, God, those that are on their computers, God, those that are in this area, Father, we pray, God, that you will give them the word of God and let it be like food and nourishment to their bodies. Father, we realize that the food is only for temporary, but God, your word is for everlasting. For God, your word, when David said, God, it reminds us that thy word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. So God, we thank you for your word. Yes, we thank God this morning. We would like again to welcome you to Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. We are located at 5045 Soutel Drive, Suite 90, here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Now, on this morning, we're here to let you know what the Word of God says. And if I would use as a topic this morning, I would use amend your ways. Amend your ways. It's a time that it's time for us to amend our way. When God was speaking to the man of God, because Jeremiah was a man of God, he was sent to give the word, to prophesy. He was sent as mouthpiece from God. Did he have a difficult time sometimes? Did people not want to hear what the man of God said? The answer is yes. Was he rejected at different times? Yes, because of the word of God that he had to speak, because God had given him that word. So on today, when we look at the word of God, and yes, we must look at the word of God, and we must look at it over and over and over again. And the word of God that came from Jeremiah from the Lord, and this is important, it came from the Lord. This is something that he didn't hear on the streets. He didn't hear from somebody that didn't know God. But the word of God, this is a word that came from God, and we must be careful as to what we hear. And we have to know whether or not the word that we preach, the word that we teach, the word that we share, is it from the Lord. The word of God was given to Jeremiah, and it was from the Lord. And it was saying to him, stand. I love God because he gave us instruction. He gave us instruction. If we only listen to what God is saying to us in this day and time that we're living, and as a believer, and even those that have not heard or do not know the word of God, he was giving instruction. And sometimes someone may say, I need instruction. I need to know what God is saying. God wants us to hear what he is saying. He wants us to follow his instruction. He wants us to listen to his word. So he told Jeremiah to stand in the gate of the Lord's house. To stand in the gate of the Lord's house. And he told him to proclaim there this word. So he had instructions as to what he was supposed to do. He wasn't supposed to be anywhere else. He supposed to be at the stand in the Lord, in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord. God is letting them people to get their attention, to let them know that they were supposed to hear the word of the Lord. And that is what we are saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, on today, for you to hear the word of the Lord. And when we come to the house of the Lord, we must be on all ears to be able to hear what God is saying to us through the man or the woman of God. You got to hear the word, because the word of God says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So he says to hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. You got to hear. I need you to hear the word of the Lord. In verse 3, it reads, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. You have to have instruction. We, as people of God, we need instruction. What better instructions, but to come from God? We must be able to hear and to not rebel, to hear and to be obedient, to hear and to do what the Word of God tells us to do. He's saying to us, he's saying to the people then, when Jeremiah was speaking to him, to speak to the people, he was telling them to amend your ways, to amend your doing. And then he said, when you amend your ways and amend your doing, I will call you to dwell in this place. And then he went as far as to say, he said, trust you not in lying words, saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. But if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doing, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widows, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt. I mean, God is speaking this morning. God is speaking to his people. He is speaking to those that have a ear to hear what this word is saying to you. Remember, he is the word. He is the truth. He is the light. Remember, he says that no man cometh unto the Father but by him. So he's saying for us to amend our ways and your doing, to change it, get it right. It's time for us to get it right. It's time for us not to linger at the things that we are doing. It's time for us not to continue to put off what we are doing. It's time to get it straight, right, correct. And it's time for us to amend our ways and the things that we are doing. What are we doing? What are we saying? What are the things that God is not pleased with in our lives? If God is not pleased, I thank God that he gives us a chance to forgive us and to warn us, because the word let us know that warning comes before destruction. So he's telling them, if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, in other words, judgment is justice. If you oppress not the stranger, are you oppressing people that you don't know? Are you coming against them, and are you saying things? Are you doing things? Are you causing them to feel in an awkward way? And it's not the way of the Lord. Are you oppressing them? Are you taking them for what you can get out of them? God is saying to amend your ways. If you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, there are people out here today. There are people that are in our neighborhoods and in our communities and our city, our state, that are fatherless and they are widows. And God is saying to shed not innocent blood in this place. And we have to think about where we are today and what is happening today. Come on. And we see that innocent blood is being shed. And so therefore, we have to not to shed innocent blood. We have to be careful how we treat the fatherless and the widows. Are we doing our best? Are we doing everything that we can unto that woman that is a widow and she's not able really many times to support herself and the children that are fatherless, that do not have a father and do not know who their father is? Are we oppressing them because of the fact they don't have a father and that they don't have what maybe you have? God is waking us up on this day, and it's time for us to be awakened. It's time for us to amend our ways, amend our doing, not to shed innocent blood, not to shed innocent blood, he's saying, in this place. And wherever we may be, we have to take it where we are. We know that he was talking to the people that he was sent to speak to them. And I believe that God has sent us to speak to you on a day to let you know how he wants you to live, to not to shed innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt. And in that day of Jeremiah, it was a many false gods. There were people that made idols and statues, and they made them their gods. But I want to know to you and ask you the question today, who are you making your God? Who are you worshiping? Who are you kneeling to? Who are you bowing to? Who are you obeying? I ask you today, because the Lord wants us to amend our way. God wants us to amend our doing. God wants us to get it straight and to get it right. Other gods is not, they're not even can be compared with God Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning, who is the beginning and the end, who is the first and the last, who is the true and the living God. They cannot be compared to the Almighty God. And we see in the Word, as we read in the Word, that there have been many, many times that people have bowed down to other gods and they're serving other gods. Who are these other gods? These other gods can be people. These other gods can be things, your car, the place that you work, the community that you live in, the title that you have, who you're worshiping. If you're not worshiping God, you're worshiping an idol God. The Bible said that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God with all of the heart, with all of your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, everything in you, we should worship God. There is no other place. It's not room enough for us to do anything else, ladies and gentlemen. Do you hear what I'm saying? Could you understand what I'm saying to you on today? Because when we do this, he's telling them that then when I called you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your father forever and ever, he's already given to their fathers, to those that were before him. But God is always calling and always expecting for us to love him, to do those things that are written in the scripture, that are written in the word. But the word of God says, thy word is a lamp unto our feet. The word is a light unto our path. Wake up, church. Wake up, people of God. Don't you know that when the word of God comes in you and you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you are the church? The Bible says that he's not coming back He's not coming back for the boys and the bricks. He's not coming back for these things. They will be destroyed. But he's coming back for you. He's coming back for a church that is not spot or blemish. So he is getting us prepared. You know, we don't know the day or the hour that he's coming. The word of God says he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and he comes to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and have it more abundantly. And we can have abundant life if we follow instruction. We can have abundant life if we love God like we love things and like we love people. We can have abundant life if we don't put any of these other gods and things before God. He would let them know that I would let you dwell in a place that he had given to their father. He said, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. You know that the people are lying. You know people are not telling the truth. You know that some leaders are not telling the truth. Some people, not some teachers. Some preacher, come on, let's get it straight. Those that are in our society, those that have given a prominent position in our nation, if you know the word, you will know truth. If you know the word and be obedient to the word, then you cannot err. He said, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. You're not going to profit if you trust in lying words. We're supposed to put our trust in the true and the living God. Will you steal, come on, murder and commit adultery and swear falsely and burn incense to Baal and walk after other gods whom you know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. These, in other words, these detestable things. In this house, which is called by my name. Behold, a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord. God says, I see it. He's seen what these people were doing then. He's seen how they had turned to the wickedness of life. He's seen how they had made other things their God. And don't think that God is asleep. And don't think that he is not alert. And don't think because you live in a foreign country or that you live in a house with the bricks and the stone and you're behind walls that God do not see you or hear you. He's saying to them, as he would say to us, that he let us know, I have seen it, says the Lord. He said, but go you now to my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness, my God, for the wickedness of my people, Israel. Oh, don't mess with God, people. You say he's a loving, he's a kind God. He is. He is the Almighty God. He is. He is the Prince of Peace. He is. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is. But warning, don't mess with him. It's just like you are denying his presence because, see, you've been disobedient. You've been conniving. And he sees the wickedness. But he's saying, and now because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear what I was saying to you. You didn't follow the instructions. You may have even stopped up your ears because you didn't hear, want to hear what I said to you. He said, and I call you, but you didn't answer. You answer not. I call you. God is speaking this morning, wherever you may be. When you get home from church or sometime today, and I can understand, and you should be at your church. But if you hear this word, and when you hear this word, it's a word from the Lord. He is warning us. He is letting us know to amend our ways, to amend our doing. He let them know that when I call you, but you answer not. He said, therefore, will I do to this house, which is called by my name. I don't know what the name of your church. And I don't know what street it's on. And I don't know what city it is in or what state it's in. But you may have called it the house of prayer. You may have called it Jesus is the way, but you're not following his way. You're not walking in the pathway of righteousness. You're not listening to me. Yes, you got the stained glass windows. Yes, you got the church and maybe the church of the year, but your way is not pleasing me. You're not hearing what I said. And you know what? He is not speaking to you, the church, with the boards and the bricks, where we go, we dwell, we celebrate, and where we're supposed to give God the praise and the glory. He's talking to you. You've got the bricks and the boards and the stones. They cannot hear Jesus because they are just mortar. They are just something that you can touch, can't move. You can't even move them. It's like the idols that people worship and the idols that they're bowing down to. If you have to move them, you have to move them. Somebody has to move them, but you can't move them. You can't, they're not going to even speak to you. If you had a headache, they will not heal you. If you had a backache, you're going to keep that backache because they don't have any power. Come on now. Come on. If you were crying desperately for help, they could not help you because they are not the Almighty God. They are not the Prince of Peace and the Alpha and Omega. It's a terrible thing when we won't hear the Lord. Sometimes people don't want to hear the Lord because they don't want to hear righteousness. They're afraid because if they know that they're saying that I'm guilty. I don't want to be guilty. If I didn't hear it, then I'm not guilty. That's why you are guilty. You are guilty because we are supposed to know the word, that roadmap that God has given me. I want you to know even right now that Jesus is in love with you. And a God that will tell us what we need to do is a God that loves us. Oh, yes, yes. You know how that mother and that dad was and is, how they tell you what to do? Only because they love you, not because they want to hurt you, not because they want to put you down. They do it because of the fact that they want you to be that son and that daughter that they'll be proud of. And that you'll be proud of yourself at the end result of what you have done because of your obedience. Does instructions and sometimes does things that we're asked to do, sometimes we feel like maybe this is not the right thing, but when you hear from God, it's always right. When you listen to God, it is always right. I'm not saying when you listen to people, but I'm saying when you listen to God, it's always right. Always right. He said, therefore, I'm going to read that 14th verse again. Therefore will I do this house. Therefore will I do to this house, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, and to the place which I gave you, and to your father, as I have done in Shiloh. He said, I will cast you out of my sight. Oh, my God. That's a terrible thing to happen to someone that say they're a believer. For God to cast them away, to cast them out of his sight. He said, I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore, pray not you for this people, neither lift up cries nor prayers for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear. This is God. This is God speaking. He was telling them, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. No matter how much prayer you pray, when I have told you what to do, when I have sacrificed, when I've given you that time to repent and to change your ways, and you turn away from me, you go to another lover, you embrace somebody else, and you love somebody else more than you love me. And you do all these detestable things. Come on, church. Come on, people of God. He's saying, therefore, pray not for you for this people, neither lift up your cry nor prayers for them, neither make intercession to me. Don't come to me, even if you're praying. Don't pray for them because they're disobedient people. But I will not hear you. I'm almost finished here this morning. See you not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. The children gather wood, and the father kindled the fire, and the women kneel their dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven, and to pour out drinks of offering to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. You know, that is really low. I'm talking about low, low, low. When you serve and you giving, and when you have a God that will shield, protect, and lead, guide you, and brought you and allowed you to come into this world. You could have never made it into this world. You could never ever been able to breathe the breath of life. But God, come on, God. God allowed you to breathe the breath of life so you could become a living soul. You could be a body. It can have eyes and nose and ears and face. And it can have that anatomy as a body. But when you're not breathing, come on. When you're not breathing and you just, a part of what's supposed to be a body, but until that life with Jesus Christ be the left, the breath of life, come on, into Adam, he became a living soul. And these intimate things that people sow into, these things cannot help you. God letting us know that, hey, don't turn your back on me. And you may say, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not bowing down to any statutes. And I'm not doing that. But, yes, you have idols, things that you're worshiping, and you forgot about God. You have to ask yourself, because that's between you and God. I'm preaching the way that God have given to me today. I'm preaching it because it should be a feel-good message. Because when you get truth, it ought to make you feel good. It ought to make you say, thank you, Jesus. It all, you know, when your mom and your dad, when they chase you, when they spank you, when they whip you, when they didn't spare the rod with you, Oh, I know that wasn't to make you rejoice and jump up and say hallelujah, praise the Lord. But come on, today you're able to say praise the Lord and hallelujah because there was a that was a love that your parents had for you if they chasing you, that you wouldn't be a bastard. Come on. Come on now. I thank God that Jesus loves me. That song says, Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little one, the little be knows, for they are weak, but he is strong. Listen to the word. And some of that, that just came to me. And I know that all of it wasn't in place, but if you know it, I thank God for knowing that Jesus loves me. You got that right. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. You know, there are some people don't know that Jesus loves them, don't know that Jesus cares about them. But I'm here to tell you on today that Jesus loves you, whether or not you're a saint or a sinner, Jesus loves you, and he cares about you. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to be made free. For the word of God says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. He don't want us to be bound and tied up and wrapped up and be miserable until the day that he comes. But he wants us to know the truth. For the truth, he said, we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, men and women, boys and girls. Hello, hello. Jesus is about to come. Jesus is giving us preparation to be able to prepare ourselves. And, oh, you just want to, sometimes people want to say, hey, we got a long time. No, we don't have a long time. Oh, they've been talking about this for a long time. When I was a little girl, my mother was a little girl. My dad was a little boy. But when you look at the word of God, when you look at St. Luke, the 21st chapter, Matthew 13 chapter, Matthew 25th chapter, the book of Revelation, when you look at the word of God, you will see that he is soon to come, but the time is all about around us. No man know the day, no man know the hour. So you can't say that Dr. McCoy say he's coming today. I didn't tell you that. But I do and I will profess to you that he is coming and he is coming soon. Why he warned us? Because he loves us. And anything that any person that loves a person, they will tell them the truth. You know, I just thought about this and I'm almost finished. If you have a friend and you go to lunch with a friend, and after you may have spinach, you may have a steak, whether it was well done, whether it was rare, whatever it was, baked potatoes, sour cream, whatever it may be. And you got some of that spinach inside of your teeth. And a real friend would say, hey, you got some of that spinach inside your teeth. You need to floss, or you know, just to make aware of. Just tell them that they know what to do. But if you're somebody that's supposed to be their friend and don't tell them the truth, shame on you. Sometimes people say, I don't want to tell them because of the fact that it may hurt their feelings. You want everybody else to hurt their feelings? You want everybody else to say things about them? Jesus is telling us the truth because he loves us. Thank you so much for listening to the word of God on this morning. Let us go before the throne of grace. Our Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. And thank you, Father God, for the word of God. We thank you for the word of God that was clearly given to us to amend our ways, amend our doing. And Lord, thank you for loving us so much, God, to remind us where we are. Remind us, God, for what you want us to do. God, continue, Lord, to speak to us. Speak to us, God, that we know truth and that we'll walk in the truth. And God, that we'll be obedient to you, God, because we love you. And God, we want to please you. And Father, we thank you, Father, for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if any of you out there that are not saved, you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to invite Jesus into your heart on today. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Ask him to save you. Ask him to deliver you. Ask him to make you free. And when you do, he will forgive you for every sin, not some sin, but every sin that you have committed, everything that you have said, everything that you maybe didn't mean to do, but you did it. It doesn't change that it's not a sin, because it is. But when you ask him to forgive you for these things, ladies and gentlemen, he will forgive you for everything that you have done. Would you please repeat after me? Lord, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. Save me. God, I want to live this life so that I can live again, so that I can see your face. God, I want to be faithful and righteous to you. And God, I want to please you. In Jesus' name, if you have said these words to the Almighty God, I want you to know that he heard. He's not deaf. He heard you. He's not heartless, and he's not going to forgive you for your sin. I want you to know that he has cast every sin that you have done to the sea of forgetfulness, and he will not remember it no more. I'm not saying that people is not going to remember it, but I'm saying God will not remember it because he cast it into the very sea of forgetfulness. And I want you to know that you can rejoice today, and you can give God praise and glory today for all that he has done. This has been Dr. Mary Sims McCoy, pastor, founder of the Word of Faith, Praise, and Worship Center, Soul Winner for Christ. We want you to join us on next Sunday morning at this very same time as we preach the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God. It's our desire and what God will have us to do, in Jesus' name. Amen.